Saying a motion to approve the minutes.
Move.
Second. Aye.
Aye. Resolution 212, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 16 of 18, campaign finance reform in Ulster County to be held on Tuesday, October 9th.
Move.
If we don't bring this up, what happens? Is that like a postponement?
You take no action on it.
Huh?
Take no action on it.
I'll second it for discussion.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone.
I'll second that.
Discussion on the postponement.
The sponsor would like to indicate that as a formal matter, I object to the postponement for the purposes of joining.
Can you put that in writing?
Then we can vote on it.
And I would like to thank the motion and second to vote in favor of the postponement.
We can vote on it if you want.
All in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Is that a yes, Dave?
To know, I'd vote on it. If you want to vote on it, we'll vote on it.
Thanks. Do you have to be on the record being vote no, or you just got that?
You're no.
Did you vote no on the postponement?
Yeah.
Resolution 275, amending rules of order to permit memorializing resolutions.
All righty. Well, we haven't gotten too far on that. There was a, I had a compromise that seemed not to be accepted, but I'm not sure that compromise would have been. One, it could be done with two people, one from each side, or with the same number as that of a petition to discharge minus one.
You're the primary sponsor. Do you want to make that amendment?
Sure, I'll amend that.
Before we do any amendments, I would assume that we would have to bring this to the discussion.
I was going to say, you actually need to move the resolution first, and then I would actually comment on the resolution before you make an amendment.
Oh, yeah. I'll move it.
Oh, we didn't? Okay, I thought we did. I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
All right, Hector, go ahead, please.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. So, look, I can only give you where my caucus stands on this, or at least at our last meeting and our previous meetings, and it has been to bring up memorializing resolutions to support this particular resolution as is without amendment. That was the last instructions of my caucus last week in caucus. I brought up the issue because, as you know, we read all the resolutions and we have discussion on all the resolutions in the Democratic caucus, because that's what we do. But the last instructions from my caucus were to support this resolution as is unamended.
Thank you. Dave, in that case, do you still want to make your amendment, or are you?
I'll make the amendment.
Discussion.
It's one from each side, or the same number as that of a petition discharge minus one.
Either or.
Either or, yes.
So we're talking seven. What's a discharge? Eight.
Yeah.
Seven.
I would be willing to go along with that. I mean, at some point, I would assume that the minority party is going to have enough votes to pass some form of resolutions of this effect. So, I mean, if you're going to offer that, I'll be happy to take it.
All right, so you'll second it?
I'll second it.
Can we just go over it again? Seven. One from each side, what was it?
There's two ways of doing a memorializing resolution. You have to have two people, one from each side.
To sponsor it? Like
or
what?
One less than a petition to discharge.
Of either party, seven.
That would just be a total of seven people. That could be from one party then.
Seven or any combination of.
Yeah.
further discussion on the amendment? All in favor of the amendment? Aye.
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 John? It's going to be a no on the amendments.
Okay. Any discussion on the resolution as amended? All in favor of the amendment or the resolution? Aye.
Aye.
I put a no on the amendments, yes on the final.
We got 281.
Oh, wait a minute.
Establishing a policy to prohibit the use of public funds to place the likeness or names of elected officials on all promotional.
So I wrote as amended on there.
And informational signage on county owned property. And this one is Dave and Joe.
Oh, this, oh yeah, yeah. We I'd like to postpone it.
Second.
Hector, do you want to speak before
I close? No. I was going to just actually go and say, I know last month, I think the chair was supposed to be working, I think, with all parties about the clarification or whatever, and I think that's why both 281 and 324 were both postponed last month, so I just didn't know if we had heard from the chairman with regards to anything that he had been working on.
I thought Legislator Joseph Maloney stated he was going to withdraw it and do a local law, go down that road.
Well, say,
I believe Kenny had gone and said that he was going to go work on a clarification.
Okay.
So I just didn't know if we'd heard from him.
All in favor of postponing 281?
Aye.
Against? 324, repealing resolution number 24 of 18. Establishing a policy to prohibit the use of public funds to place a likeness or name of elected officials on public service announcements.
I believe Legislator Waltman stated in caucus that he was going to pull this, or not.
I don't believe we could do that without him here.
Uh-huh.
Right. And there's two sponsors on the resolution.
There's two sponsors on it.
Yes. Okay. And how do you feel about this, Ms. Nolan?
Legislator Waltman and I have been discussing changing this resolution to amend the prior resolution rather than appeal, as we're working on the language for that. So if this were postponed in committee, that would be a good thing. I would.
Are you postponing it or pulling it?
I'm not pulling it.
So, I take it, I'll entertain a motion to postpone.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'd like to formally object to the postponement.
Thank you. I'm a no on the postpone.
All in favor? We've got the count 4-1.
Got it.
329, adopt and propose local law 13 of 18, establishing the Ulster County Electrical Licensing Board.
I'll move it.
Second, Joe? Jim?
Yes.
Hector?
So we have changed or offered, I guess, up eventually four amendments, the fees, which have always been on the table from the beginning of this, at the moment to go and mirror the city of Kingston. Mr. Maloney, I think you would ask for some specific information. I hope that helped you.
Well, Hector, I'm reading this. The response from the city of Kingston staff was uncomfortable giving a number, stated the administration of the license board consumed a large part of the fire department's times, but they are willing to discuss with the chief and get back to us with a ballpark figure if necessary.
Okay, do you want to wait for that information?
Well, my whole thing, Hector, and I've said it to you, and again, believe me, I'm a firm believer of proper and legal building, believe me, because I know many instances of all different aspects of construction where things are not done properly. But I truly think that we need to really know what this is going to cost. And it's, to me, these numbers are very low, and really lay out a scope. Where's the office going to be? Who's going to staff it? Who's going to notify the public to tell everybody? Who's going to accept the applications? Who's going to review the applications? I mean, there's a lot that goes into this.
Sure. And part of that being left open is because at a certain point, the administration is going to have to go and handle this. So therefore, I'm giving him flexibility in that regard. Now, that said, though, we have to be able to at least identify, number one, that we need to kind of set up a license to begin with and a licensing board, right? Those are sort of, I think, the two main components, which is what this law does do.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to the enforcement piece of it, though, that's going to fall squarely on the administration.
Have you had any conversations with the administration?
I have had two. That said, I have not had anything concrete where he's gone and said, oh, I'm going to, you know, do this, this, and this. He's just said, okay, I understand at a certain point he's going to have to go, and I think it really is going to fall on us as to where we're at, as to whether or not he now is going to have to go and plan on that being part of the budget. So my question to you, though, Mr. Maloney, I mean, do you want to move forward with this?
I would like to just see what, get a firmer grasp.
Okay.
Of what this is going to cost. I mean, you have Orange County at $126,000. It's administered by the Department of Consumer Affairs and Weights and Measures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're doing this properly, Hector.
Okay. So, what's your pleasure, Ms. Maloney? And really, what's the committee's pleasure?
Well, what's your pleasure?
My pleasure is to move forward.
Okay. But you don't have real numbers and a real plan to administer this. And yeah, you can say you're going to throw it on the other side of the wall there.
So what's your pleasure, Ms. Maloney?
Postpone it until we can get real numbers and a plan, Hector.
And I suggest you make that in the form of a motion.
I would make the motion to postpone this resolution.
For the record, I object.
I'll second that motion.
That was good how you guys went back and forth like that.
Jim and I have been doing this dance a long time.
All in favor of
very long time.
Too long.
David, postpone it.
I'll be a no. If he wants, I mean, if you got the vote,
I'll be a no too.
3-2. All
right. What do we do with the numbers?
Yeah.
I think that would be no more yellow things.
This is your last yellow.
No more yellow.
No more yellow things.
Number 337, establishing a policy to prohibit the use of recording devices by elected officials and personnel of the County of Ulster without all party consent. David, you're moving it?
No.
I'll move it.
There you go.
How do you
say? They have to move it in second.
I vote for an amendment, actually. I'll second it, yeah.
Well, my problem with this is New York State is allows, you know, one party consent. And much of that has to do with the idea of, you know, protecting somebody that's a whistleblower. It also protects women that are being harassed in the workplace that can record that. Now you're saying they will not be able to do that.
Hector, you want to respond to that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So what this resolution specifically does, and actually I believe there is also some amendments that are being offered that I know Legislator Nolan had helped to go and draft and craft, so at a certain point I would appreciate the committee moving those amendments. But the intent behind this legislation is that you just can't use county equipment without people knowing as to whether or not they're being recorded. We know when we walk into this meeting, we're being recorded. Now, that's because by policy of this legislature, we record ourselves and we post those recordings to the county website. That doesn't stop any whistleblower from taking their personal device and taping anyone, right? Just like a certain former chair of this legislature used to do. And, you know, at a certain point, you're protected because New York State is, in fact, a one-party or one-person consent. What we're saying is specifically you can't use county equipment to go and do that. That's all.
Well, it makes no sense to me.
Well,
if that person has only county equipment to use, then you're telling me they can't. I don't know. I have a problem with the resolution, the way it's written, and I haven't really heard the amendments to it, but...
They're actually there in bold. They should be there in bold.
Heidi, I think you wanted to entertain these amendments or proposals.
In here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just have a slight amendment. Dave, may I see that?
She has another.
Okay.
I would offer up the amendment to also include a where it says recording devices like of any kind are being used in any communication, including but not limited to telephonic, online, and in person. I would like to add to that cellular devices. I feel it's in addition to telephonic.
Are you talking about the first whereas?
Yeah.
The second.
Oh, whereas. It's the second, yeah.
Second whereas.
Sure. Whereas. Okay.
Sure. I'll move that amendment. Yeah.
It's actually the second.
No,
it's the first resolved.
Oh, okay.
It's the first resolved.
It's in the first resolved.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, well, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to look over here. So.
Say that again, Heidi.
No,
just cellular phones.
Cell phones. Yeah.
Oh, it's in both the the second whereas.
By telephone, telegraph, radio, or other device.
Chris, when you came in, you had said you had something.
I'm assuming telephone probably
changed.
Probably
is that
would
included
have been
in
that? But if you want to add cellular to that list.
No, this is in addition to the bold that's in it.
Okay, so I thought you had something brand new.
There is something. There is one more word that we want to include, yeah.
Anyway, I consider that friendly. It's fine.
I'll second it.
So, even with this, what you're saying is because it's here, you can't use a county device. So, if the person works in and she's a deputy of sorts and she is issued a cell phone, she would not be able to use that cell phone to record the person harassing her.
You can still always use your personal one.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want
to? You're covered by.
But wouldn't you want to make the policy or at least get the policy on the books? It doesn't matter if you're using county equipment or your own equipment. You don't want you taping.
Well, you can't. You
a
can't
county
go against,
employee.
You can't go against New York State law.
New York,
right?
State,
New York
law
state law
says
that you can record somebody. Well, what we can do is create that nuance where we're actually not using county equipment to do so.
Well, there is an from the chairman. May I?
Of course.
Thank you. There is an exemption written in here that if there is the course of an investigation with law enforcement, that would be allowed. So the purpose of this is to move to a higher standard of ethics where if someone is going to be taping someone, that they simply inform them that that's happening. And some of the examples that were brought up for why you might not want to do that is that if there's somebody who's kind of angry or coming in to an office, that you might want to tape them without informing them. But the practice and the fact is that if you inform someone that you'll be happy to take their statement but you're going to be recording it, that they calm down. So it's not only an ethical way to treat somebody to let them know that this is a formal proceeding and you're making a recording, but it also happens to have the benefit of helping to bring out good behavior and people focus in on what they are going to be willing to stand behind. So on both ethical and pragmatic grounds, it moves forward, and I don't think it loses the ability to make a recording if somebody is feeling harassed. They would just need to involve law enforcement, which would be a good idea.
Yeah, there's no.
Speaking of law enforcement, I've been informed by counsel that they're going to add district attorney and investigators to that line, too.
If you could make that friendly.
I'll make that a amendment. I guess we got to talk about Heidi's amendment first, but at that point, we have to...
You have that, but you also have the amendments that are actually in bold to the legislation as well. So we have to deal with all of that.
Well, Heidi made a motion, and I think it was second. And so we got to get that one on the table. We want to add cell phones to this.
That's only one. That's not two.
In the whereas and in the resolve.
Yeah. I think it does say it, though, any more or less.
I mean, it does, but I don't mind if it's explicit. It's fine.
Okay, so all in favor, Heidi and... Jonathan's amendment.
Aye.
Against.
You got that.
Amendment passes.
Until Thursday.
That's pretty strong. That's pretty strong.
In bold. What are we going to do to get that? Somebody has to make a motion.
Make a motion. I'll move
to adopt all of
those. To adopt all of those.
I'm going
to
make an amendment to the resolve on the bottom and add. In addition to law enforcement officials, district attorney, and investigators.
That's fine. I consider that friendly.
District attorney, investigators. I would put district attorney, assistant district attorney, and investigators.
Oh, wait.
And his staff.
So you need to, but you, I was going to say, can't you just basically go and just put, you know, office of the district attorney? I mean, like going and saying district attorney, assistant district attorney.
You can,
and their cousins. Right. It's like, well, what are we doing here?
Somebody can say, I didn't know.
You what can about do the that, public defender? Just, you can do personnel, you know, district attorney personnel. District attorney and personnel.
If you want district attorney and his or her agents. Let's
Hector lay it out.
I wouldn't do it that way.
Well, public, I think Kyle just said public defender. Didn't, you know.
He might need to record somebody.
The issue with the district attorney is that it, aside from issues regarding Rosario and that sort of thing, is a public defender probably wouldn't be placing a controlled call as part of an investigation, whereas an ADA might participate in something like that along with law enforcement.
Well, they might. I mean, yeah.
Could we say
why would a public defender be participating in an investigation in a controlled call?
Well, he's going to be, you think he might be calling to find out, to get some information from somebody that's not been, you know, I don't know. Maybe
could be
he's
a client.
Something at a client, or I don't know.
If
you do give it to the DA and then you don't have it as part of the public defenders, then
if you want to get into the weeds on it, technically speaking, I don't think an attorney is allowed to have phone calls, at least, without notifying the other person. So in all likelihood, a law enforcement individual is going to have to be part of that conversation regardless. So I just don't understand how a law enforcement officer would be sitting there with a public defender to try to catch somebody doing some sort of a crime. I don't know. It seems a little bit out of it.
Right. No, I know what you're saying, but but they may be investigating for one of their clients.
Jim, you
have
your
hand up. No,
Hector, go ahead.
All right, so through the chair to Minority Counsel, can you at least go and quantify this for the appropriate amendment?
Sure, do we have an agreement on what you're going
to do? No, I'm asking right now to go and basically sum up. Okay, so Kyle just brought up
District
Attorney, so, you know, that's going to go in after...
In the second resolve paragraph, so it would say, resolve notwithstanding any other section herein, this policy shall not apply to recordings by law enforcement officials, or district attorneys, or investigators working on behalf of the district attorney's office during the course of their official duties.
All right, fine.
Now, and then how do you add the public defender in there?
Right at the end.
We could. I mean, I could also add that if that's the will.
What? No.
Sure. I have no problem with that. Adding public defender.
Even though
there may not be really be a scenario
you're
where it's
right, you're not going to, but
The only thing is, it makes no difference to me. You're just permitting an attorney to engage in some behavior that they wouldn't be able to be allowed to do anyway. So.
Yeah, but you're not permitting him to do it. You're just not preventing him on this end because of this law. So they would have to still follow the law from before. So all this is doing some type of an exception.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. Whatever you guys need.
Yes, sir.
do we have a valid amendment at this point?
Yes,
we're
do.
Working on it.
We're working on it.
No, I think we have a valid amendment at this point where we've added in the district attorney and personnel and the public defender and or personnel. So you got that?
Do you want me to restate it?
Please.
Yeah, please.
Right. So again, referencing the second resolve on resolution 337. So resolve, notwithstanding any other section herein, this policy shall not apply to recordings by law enforcement officials, including the district attorney and the district attorney investigators, as well as the public defender and the members of the public defender's office during the course of their official duties.
Okay. Mr. Chair, would you like the committee to vote?
Yes, please. All in favor of amendment?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm on the amendment.
Any more discussion on the resolution?
I really think this is a resolution solving a problem that there doesn't exist.
All in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. No.
New business, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number regarding campaign finance. This is you, Dave.
Yeah, that's, I put it in there for people to take a look at so they have time to, you know, run through it. If you got anything from people that have not, you know, been involved in the conversation, I'm hoping that they will.
Is it the final product?
Yeah.
Okay. Proposed local law number 22. Hector, that's you, requiring residential fire sprinklers and new construction within the county?
Yeah, it's something for the committee to look at. That's why I wanted to at least give a little time in the meeting next month. We can get into it. But I had village trustee and deputy mayor, Bill Murray, who is also a firefighter in New Paltz, bring this up to me. And so I want to make sure at least we begin to look into it become.
Motion to adjourn. So do we have any old business? No, there are none. Dave?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Jim?
Second.
Thank you.
Good.
Great.
29 minutes.